Get ready.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
We start this hour of jazz with the biggest name in jazz, an innovator, Grammy-nominated composer and pianist Vijay Iyer, joined by his talented sextet with the tune Into Action off the 2018 CD Far From Over. This sextet is chock full of virtuoso improvisers with horn players like Graham Hayes, Steve Lehman, and Mark Shim, alongside rhythm partners Stephen Crump and Tyshawn Suri, leveraging a wealth of jazz history as it pushes forward. And Kansas City was very fortunate to have this force of Vijay and his group perform at the Gem Theater off 18 and Vine on a cold fall night in mid-October. Have a listen to the group together live. It's something to hear. Is consistently a winner of critics' polls and a favorite of the fans. Along with being constantly busy as an artist, in 2014, he began a permanent appointment as the professor of arts in the Department of Music at Harvard University. So Vijay got 15 years of Western classical training on the violin, beginning at the age of 3. That is prodigy world there. But it is mostly self-taught that he was learned on the piano. Seeing Vijay live and listening to his music on disc, you can see how he goes up and down in intensity, keeping the fire of jazz kindling wild as he pushes forth, either in solo work or with groups like with this sextet. This sextet was creating some phenomenal music that night. I'm always looking forward to what he has on the radar next. So, the group before Vijay that evening, drenched with jazz, was two cats who have become stars in the world of jazz, and they happen to be from Kansas City. Trumpeter Herman Mahari and saxophonist Logan Richardson, joined by Ryan Lee on the drums, Ben Leifer on the bass, and Peter Schlamm on the vibes, and they collectively tore it up. Here is a clip from the live gig at the Gem. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Gem Theater and the Blue Room off 18 and Vine, the city and the town and the street of history, the home of Bird and Logan, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you yet another tasty hour of jazz that you have come to rightfully expect. So I really dig this next cat on the show. This is trumpeter and composer John Carisi. You should hear him. Joined by the forces of Bob Newman and Jerry Mulligan, this is a guaranteed one. And this tune is called How About You. Dig it. Oh,
I'm living in Paris now, but definitely anytime I come to the United States, I make sure to tune in to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
That was tenor saxophonist DK, or Darnell Kenneth Anderson, out of Pittsburgh, PA, with the song Lady Grinning Soul off his latest 2018 CD called Quantum Truth. So he's a Milltown kind of kid from the Steel Valley of Pittsburgh and started his musical studies on tenor sax at the age of 11. By the age of 16, he was a veteran, old soul. He started playing the piano and became interested in composition. By 2001, he premiered his first work for big band at Pittsburgh's Mellon Winterfest Jazz Festival. And after a six-year stint with Roger Humphrey's big band, this guy's bio kind of went into a different direction. He was with Roger from 2001 to 2007, but he went on ahead and stepped away from the public eye completely. During a self-imposed hiatus, he immersed himself in the contemplation of simply listening and thinking about nature and thinking about music. He lived an aesthetic-like life in a small house in the woods. A real Ralph Waldo Emerson kind of thing. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he was an illuminating cat. He talked about living in the woods. You should hear it.
Where I lived there, you know, all there was a creek, there was train tracks, there was a lot of wildlife. You know, you start hearing things differently because if you're just always in the city, you know, it's just a whole different, like, soundscape. And then you start realizing that, like, you know, like this bird call, all my sound, it might outline like a dominant 13 chord, and it's weird to like to hear it that way after you have this, like, you know, after you figure out what all these like jazz chords are and everything else.
So DK is back at it, and things are going better than ever, and that's good for us and good for your ears. So as we get into veteran jazz tenor sax cat Stanley Turrentine with the 1960 tune Journey into Melody. I love Stanley. This is off the LP Lookout. Have a listen to DK talk about actually meeting Stanley. It's a great story.
And I got to meet Stanley Turrentine, and I'm like, you know, I'm probably 16 years old, and I'm like, you know, I'm approaching him, and I'm just like very like apprehensive, and I say, you know, you have any advice for, you know, young musicians? And he said, you know, best advice I ever heard, he said, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Stanley Turrentine, he was, you know, like, he showed up back there and he just had, like, such a great personality with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson, here with Joe Domino from Pittsburgh, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the horn player and the first African-American French hornist hired by a major symphony orchestra. in the United States. Bob Watt and friends with the tune Missing Miles off the 2018 CD I Play French Horn. So this kid out of Neptune Township, New Jersey, loved music. His father was a jazz trumpet player who did not approve of his choice of instrument. Feeling Bob's background and race would make a career with the horn impossible, but in 1970, he defied the odds. At the age of 22, he was hired by the Los Angeles Philharmonic to play assistant principal horn. It's a hard post, and he remained there for 37 years, retiring back in 2008. From the one and only Duke Ellington, we go next with the tune Satin Doll off the 1958 LP with all that crackle on the vinyl. His piano and orchestra at the Bal Mosque. We dig it some more around here on Neon Jazz.
Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the modern day bass cat, Max Moran, with his Neo Spectric, with the 2018 song The Grass off the CD simply called Neo Spectric. So his original compositions have that unique blend of rock, funk, R&B, jazz, and fusion. You got to hear it as you just did. The whole album's great. He's always full of funky grooves, astounding musicianship, and emotive songwriting. That's a great trio there for him. Their live shows move bodies to dance and even more to some tears. He's a very emotively driven guy. Performing since the age of 13, Max has made a name for himself as one of New Orleans' most versatile and in-demand bassists. And when you're in New Orleans, you got to step out. Max has done that. So we spoke with Max at Neon Jazz quite a bit, and he talked about what inspired him to get into the music. And it was Charles Mingus, and Mingus did the same to so many others. This is the famous Haitian fight song, and that got him going. And as we slip into the track off that 1957 LP, the classic called The Clown, let's listen to Max explain his love of that Haitian fight song.
A major one was Charles Mingus. I remember Haitian fight song was like one of the first jazz songs I learned. And, you know, he starts off with this beautiful bass solo just by himself, like unaccompanied. And I remember being really, really impacted by his sound and how strong he played. And also his compositions were so beautiful. And also he had a very like unorthodox band as well. Thank you.
Hi, this is trombonist, composer, and arranger Marshall Jilks, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the very talented jazz drummer, composer, session musician, and singer-songwriter Brian Blade, a very talented cat, joined by his fellowship band back in 2017. That was the tune Broken Leg Days off the CD Body and Shadow. Max had a great story about Brian, and he saw him live in his school during those formative years. Have a listen to this story.
My first live jazz show was Brian Blade Fellowship, and they actually played at my high school. That was huge. I think that was the first real jazz concert I'd ever seen. Everybody that was there, including myself, was like totally blown away, totally moved. Like I'm actually getting chills just thinking about it.
And what is so is that we have to run. We're running out of time. But before we leave, our final cut on this hour of jazz happens to come on Halloween 2018. And in honor of this romp of holiday fun, the world of jazz has always celebrated this holiday far and wide, and we found the absolute best in jazz to do the honors. From 1936, this is a great song. This is a cool cut from Louis Armstrong with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra giving you Skeleton in the Closet. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that's just as good live as he is recorded, the original Halloween man, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here for you with either a real or digital hug, 24 hours a day, 8 days a week. We would dig it the most. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. All right. Until next time, kids. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
In an old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They swayed themselves into a cheerful flame when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an ugly laughter, such hilarious groan, when skeleton in closet rattled his bones.